Connection over clicks. Why depth still wins on social media. Henry LaGrange, certified financial planner at Old Mutual Personal Finance. From TikTok to Instagram, South Africans are increasingly exposed to posts claiming to offer financial tips, but many blur the line between education and exploitation. As misinformation spreads, financial advisors have a clear opportunity to step in with the credibility, structure, and ethics that the public is missing. Useful information and scams have intermixed, creating noise and uncertainty, says Henry LaGrange, certified financial planner at Old Mutual Personal Finance. As licensed professionals, we need to ask, how do we step into this chaos responsibly and offer the clarity people are seeking? Financial advisors need to do this by focusing on depth, LaGrange continues. The differentiator is not the platform, it's the quality of the engagement. Financial advice isn't about tips and tactics. It's about building a relationship where people feel understood, supported, and confident in their decisions. Regulatory concerns are growing. The rise of unregulated financial commentary online has prompted concern from the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, which is working to clarify the legal and ethical boundaries of financial communication on social media. According to LaGrange, a growing number of unlicensed influencers promote products or offer personalized guidance without accountability, often under the guise of empowerment. Some earn undisclosed commissions or referral income, he warns. When things go wrong, customers have no recourse. In contrast, licensed financial advisors are legally required to explain, disclose, and rectify errors, standards content creators are not held to. Apply professional standards to online engagement. To remain compliant, LaGrange says financial professionals must treat social platforms with the same standards as face-to-face engagements. Social media should be treated as an extension of the formal advice environment. My test is simple. If it wouldn't be appropriate in a one-on-one customer meeting, it shouldn't be posted online. It's better to be cautious than to risk your license or compromise customer trust. Rather than mimic influencers, LaGrange encourages financial advisors to build digital visibility by offering genuine value. The goal isn't to be an influencer, he says. It's to be a guide. And that guidance doesn't have to be complicated to be effective. Clear, bite-sized information performs best, LaGrange explains. He adds that visibility itself can be a form of credibility. The more people see you, the more they trust you. Even if they're not ready to engage, consistent sharing builds familiarity and positions you as a credible voice, sometimes even among high net worth individuals. The benefits of a digital presence go beyond any single demographic. You'd be surprised who's watching, says LaGrange. We've had people in rural areas, retirees, and professionals in mining towns reach out after seeing a video. Financial education travels further than you think. This reach also opens the door to stronger relationships. Customers often find us online and reach out later. It's surprising how often someone will say, "We saw your post. Can you help us apply it to our situation?" That kind of inbound engagement accelerates trust. By the time you meet, they feel like they already know you. 5 ways to post responsibly. As digital noise intensifies, so does the need for clarity and structure. Consumers are more informed than ever, but also more overwhelmed, LaGrange says. Our role is to bring structure and sense-making, not to add to the confusion. The FSCA continues to explore how to balance innovation in financial communication with consumer protection. To support this, LaGrange offers the following principles for ethical online engagement. 1. Don't sell on social media. Use platforms to educate and build trust, not to promote specific products or providers. Selling may undermine credibility and breach financial advisory and intermediary services, FAS, compliance. 2. Clarify your intent. Clearly distinguish general education from personalized guidance. Use disclaimers to protect both yourself and your audience. 3. Avoid product-specific references. Unless you've conducted a full customer needs analysis, avoid naming specific investment products or platforms. 4. Stay within your license. Share insights only within your area of expertise. 5. Avoid generalizations. Don't use prescriptive language like cancel your insurance or buy this ETF. Instead, use questions and scenarios to build understanding. Professionalism still matters. In an age driven by algorithms and instant influence, the power of the financial advisor lies in professionalism, not likes, concludes LaGrange. By showing up consistently, sticking to your values, and making financial guidance accessible, you're not just protecting your license, you're protecting the public. Ends. Author at Henry LaGrange, Old Mutual Personal Finance plus posts bio at Henry LaGrange, Old Mutual Personal Finance -Malongui-Disabled-Link Reassessing Financial Goals After a Two-Pot Withdrawal, The Advisor's Proactive Approach at Henry LaGrange, Old Mutual Personal Finance -Malongui-Disabled-Link Balancing South Africa's Two-Pot Retirement System and Responsible Debt Management at Henry LaGrange, Old Mutual Personal Finance -Malongui-Disabled-Link. 5 Essential Discussions Every Financial Advisor Should Have in 2024 at Henry LaGrange, Old Mutual Personal Finance -Malongui-Disabled-Link Reflecting on 2023 The Ultimate Success Blueprint for Financial Advisors Share on your socials.